Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue looking at what it looks like to be clothed with Christ, we're looking at the topic of being clothed with humility. Paul writes to the Philippians, and he says in what we call chapter 2, verse 3, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself." There's a lot that that verse says, and probably a lot that it doesn't say that we sometimes think it says. That's kind of the way Scripture is. We have a tendency as humans to make it fit what we want it to say. And so many times we focus on this aspect of clothing ourselves with humility without considering the how. Without considering the first part of this verse specifically, of doing nothing out of vain conceit. Doing nothing that is really pushing ourselves in a false humility. You see, so many times we like to say, well, this is for your good. And claim that we have the high road, we have the path of humility. When all it is us forcing ourselves and our opinions and our beliefs on others. You see, humility is an act of placing ourselves in position below someone else. And in doing so, the selfish ambition and vain conceit have no room to exist. Now, because the words sound similar and have some similar roots to it, I do have to point out that humility and humiliation are not the same thing. God's not talking about us being humiliated. Typically, that's something that, well, is done to us by others. Sometimes it's a result of our actions, sometimes it's not. Humility is a decision by ourselves that the people around us will be more important than we are. You see, being clothed with humility says, I'm taking on the attitude of Christ Jesus. Paul continues that in Philippians, very familiar passage to many. The attitude of Christ Jesus, who humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. You see, this idea of humility involves obedience. Involves obedience to God. Now, obviously, there's these parameters of humility, of considering others better than ourselves. Requires that God is in the midst of it. Someone who wants us to do things which are sinful and wrong and harmful to others isn't our responsibility to say, well, in humility, I'll consider what they want better than what I want. Now, that's not what he's getting at. But he's talking about these day-to-day decisions of life that we get caught up in this pecking order. Of whose opinion carries the most weight? And we all get to that point where we want ours to be what everyone listens to. And those that want to represent Jesus well will clothe themselves with humility. And sometimes we, out of vain conceit, out of selfish ambition, we push our agenda onto others without ever listening. That's the selfish ambition part. We're not willing to listen to someone else, to understand what they're going through, to how my decision affects them. You see, we live life and we at times think that it's a rather isolated life. That I can do what I want. Kind of the American mindset. This nation of independence, of freedom. And we never think about how it affects someone else. Or we look at somebody that disagrees with us and we say, well, they never think about me. If they were thinking about me, they would do things my way. Well, that's not humility. That's that selfish ambition. That's that vain conceit. You see, when we begin expecting and demanding humility from others, we're rather way off track. Paul's instruction to us to live and to clothe ourselves with humility is a pleading with us to be more like Christ, every one of us. Not that there's a class system that some are lifted and some are put down. I think that's where we struggle the most. Is we live in a world where we're called to clothe ourselves with humility when surrounded by so many people that have no desire to be humble. And then we think of Jesus. At least I think of Jesus, who entered the world choosing to humble himself, knowing he would be surrounded by people who had no desire to be humble. Even those that he chose to be with him would argue amongst themselves about who was the greatest, who would get the place of honor in the kingdom of God. And we find ourselves in that position more often than we would probably care to admit. And so today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider not the humility of others, the humility of yourself. How much do you expect others to do things your way? Especially, how much do you expect them to do things your way without ever listening to them? Without ever considering what their needs are, what they're going through, what their life is like? You see, God's desire is that His children would walk and clothe themselves with this humility that comes from above. And when we do that, we begin to not only increase the expectation of people's needs being met, we begin to remove the air of arrogance that is so detrimental to God's word being proclaimed, to God's word being lived. Because the fruit of arrogance is a rejection of God, primarily because arrogance lifts ourself. And once we begin lifting ourself in that manner, there's no stopping until we've lifted ourselves in our own mind, even above God. And so today, how do we live life that considers others above ourselves? As I've said, I believe it starts with listening and valuing what we hear. And sometimes it's deciding that our way isn't the only way in matters of opinion. Obviously, Jesus makes it clear that there is one way to heaven, one way to His kingdom, and that's through Him. And so I'm not talking about a blanket acceptance of anything and everything and it's all good mentality. I'm talking about the human differences and how we perceive things, how we react to things, how we live in those matters of opinion that the Bible speaks of. All things should be measured by the Word of God. And there are many things that we've decided to do on our own, even when God has given specific instructions. And to hold fast to the Word of God can and should be done in humility. But not in compromising His Word. But I've heard of so many churches that have either officially split or simply lost lots of people. Some have gone elsewhere. Some have simply quit going to church at all. Because they've not felt listened to. Somebody wanted red carpet instead of green, or chairs instead of pews, or this instead of that. Things that the Bible never really talks about, other than considering others above yourself. And I understand all of those things require a decision at some point. But humility says, even if we don't do things the way that you think we ought to, you matter. And your voice has value. You see, it's rather easy to pull out a scripture and says to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others above yourself. It's a lot more complicated to actually live it and walk it and do it. But it becomes somewhat easier when it's a common trait within a group. And a family of believers, a church body, a group that meets together to worship God ought to exhibit this characteristic of being clothed with humility. As we spend time today praying, I would encourage you to ask God to help you consider your own humility and how He would have it to grow, how He would have it to be expressed. And then ask for His help in living in that way. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. In this difficult topic and aspect of life that calls for humility, You've given us the greatest example we could ever find. And that's Jesus, who humbled Himself and came to earth to serve and walked this balance of proclaiming truth and unwavering truth while continuing to serve those that agreed with Him and those that disagreed with Him, who listened to people, who understood their life and their hardship and their joys and their excitement. And knew that their greatest need was to find and know a forgiveness of sin. And so often when people would be brought to Him for physical healing, He would proclaim their sins to be forgiven. Even before providing the physical healing that was sought after. And sometimes it was teaching a lesson about who He was, but I believe often, Father, You were teaching us about what's most important, about what lasts for eternity. So, Father, help us to find that way of walking that not only clothes ourselves with humility, but removes the selfish ambition and vain conceit, that false humility that proclaims that everything I do is for the good of someone else, when in reality it's doing what I want to do. Father, in a world that seems caught up in what we call virtue signaling, of giving the appearance of doing good, when our hearts are far from You, may we have a genuine humility that isn't simply proclaiming our way is what's good for everybody, but it's proclaiming Your way as what's good and right for all people. Father, today as we live, as we clothe ourselves with humility, as we grow in understanding and practicing what that looks like, may we do so in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.